Lesson 20. Going on holiday. 2. Part A. Micro listening. Integrative skills is training.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the information you get.
1. Your boss? What's his name?
Francis Matthews.
What's his address?
7 Oxford Road, London, SW18.
And what's his telephone number?
399-8431.
2. What's your name?
Mary Brown.
And what's your address, please?
1250 Grafton Street, London, N12.
And your telephone number, please?
783-1046.
3. My friend's name is Pat Wilson. Her address is 89 Park Avenue, New York, NY 30218, USA. Her telephone number is 212-476-8563.
Drill 2. Listen carefully. You will hear a statement followed by a one- or two-word question. Give a brief answer to the question.
1. Mr. Baker didn't go to work last week.
When?
2. Mary paid £16 for the dress.
How much?
3. The doctor asked Mr. Green to drink plenty of water.
Whom?
4. Dr. Johnson works in a hospital in New York.
Where?
5. Uncle Tom bought Jim a recorder for his birthday.
What for?
6. Dr. Martin went to work on foot today.
How?
7. Mrs. Watson bought a nylon sweater for her son 2 days ago.
When?
8. John's sister, Ellie, dropped in to say hello to Tim just now.
Who?
9. The Porters go to the theatre once a week.
How often?
10. The Great Wall of China covers a distance of over 1,500 miles.
How long?
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Where are you going to spend your holiday? Now listen to the dialogue.
Where are you going to spend your holiday this year, Bob?
We may go abroad, but I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
Well, my wife's talking about Egypt recently. She may want to go there. I'd like to go there too.
Yes, it's an interesting country to see.
But we can't make up our minds yet. You know, a round-trip ticket to Egypt costs a lot.
But you may go by sea.
You're right. It's cheaper, isn't it?
You may save at least half of the money if you go by ship.
But don't you think it would take a long time and...
But you can enjoy the scene of the sea and the rising sun.
Yes. I'll tell it to my wife.
You're definitely enjoying yourself. I'm sure.
Don't be so sure. We may not go anywhere.
You always hesitate at everything.
It's not my fault, you know. My wife always worries too much.
Like what?
Well, who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? And who's going to look after the pets? We have these problems every year. And in the end, we stay at home and look after everything.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Where are you going to spend your holiday this year, Bob?
We may go abroad, but I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
Well, my wife's talking about Egypt recently. She may want to go there. I'd like to go there too.
Yes, it's an interesting country to see.
But we can't make up our minds yet. You know, a round-trip ticket costs a lot.
But you may go by sea.
You're right. It's cheaper, isn't it?
You may save at least half of the money if you go by ship.
But don't you think it would take a long time and...
But you can enjoy the scene of the sea and the rising sun.
Yes. I'll tell it to my wife.
You're definitely enjoying yourselves, I'm sure.
Don't be so sure. We may not go anywhere.
You always hesitate at everything.
It's not my fault, you know. My wife always worries too much.
Like what?
Well, who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? And who's going to look after the pets? We have these problems every year. And in the end, we stay at home and look after everything.
Question number 1. How will Bob and his wife spend their holiday this year?
Question number 2. Why does Bob hesitate at traveling to Egypt?
Question number 3. What is the advantage of traveling by sea, according to Mary?
Question number 4. What is the main concern of Bob's wife about a trip to Egypt?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following 2 sentences.
Where are you going to spend your holiday this year, Bob?
We may go abroad, but I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
Well, my wife's talking about Egypt recently. She may want to go there. I'd like to go there too.
Yes, it's an interesting country to see.
But we can't make up our minds yet. You know, a round-trip ticket to Egypt costs a lot.
But you may go by sea.
You're right. It's cheaper, isn't it?
You may save at least half of the money if you go by ship.
But don't you think it would take a long time and...
But you can enjoy the scene of the sea and the rising sun.
Yes. I'll tell it to my wife.
You're definitely enjoying yourselves, I'm sure.
Don't be so sure. We may not go anywhere.
You always hesitate at everything.
It's not my fault, you know. My wife always worries too much.
Like what?
Well, who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? And who's going to look after the pets? We have these problems every year. And in the end, we stay at home and look after everything.
Passage. Did Mr. Young enjoy his vacation? Now listen to the passage.
Mr. Young ran his own business and worked very hard. His wife was afraid that he would get sick if he continued like that, so she often tried to get him to take a vacation. At last, she managed to persuade him to do so. and she hoped that he would be able to enjoy his vacation without any disturbance. So before they left, Mrs. Young went to see her husband's secretary. She said to her, "My husband needs a vacation very much, so whatever happens, please don't bother him with telegrams and letters about business problems while we're away. Just wait till we get back." After Mr. and Mrs. Young had been away about a week, Mr. Young received a letter from his secretary which said, "Something terrible happened to your business, but I'm not going to bother you with it while you're enjoying your vacation."
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mr. Young ran his own business and worked very hard. His wife was afraid that he would get sick if he continued like that, so she often tried to get him to take a vacation. At last, she managed to persuade him to do so, and she hoped that he would be able to enjoy his vacation without any disturbance. So before they left, Mrs. Young went to see her husband's secretary. She said to her, "My husband needs a vacation very much, so whatever happens, please don't bother him with telegrams and letters about business problems while we're away. Just wait till we get back." After Mr. and Mrs. Young had been away about a week, Mr. Young received a letter from his secretary which said, "Something terrible happened to your business, but I'm not going to bother you with it while you're enjoying your vacation."
Question number 1. What did Mr. Young do?
Question number 2. What was Mrs. Young worried about?
Question number 3. What was Mrs. Young afraid of?
Question number 4. Why didn't the secretary explain in her letter what had happened to Mr. Young's business?
Question number 5. What can you learn from the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Mr. Young ran his own business and worked very hard. His wife was afraid that he would get sick if he continued like that, so she often tried to get him to take a vacation. At last, she managed to persuade him to do so, and she hoped that he would be able to enjoy his vacation without any disturbance. So before they left, Mrs. Young went to see her husband's secretary. She said to her, "My husband needs a vacation very much, so whatever happens, please don't bother him with telegrams and letters about business problems while we're away. Just wait till we get back." After Mr. and Mrs. Young had been away about a week, Mr. Young received a letter from his secretary which said, "Something terrible happened to your business, but I'm not going to bother you with it while you're enjoying your vacation."
This is the end of Lesson 20.